Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
Welcome to the Oddcast Show with Dusty Angel,
Desi,
and Robert, only on errorfm.com. Here they are, the Oddcast.
Welcome to the Oddcast Listener Party. St. Patrick's Day, make some noise, everybody! We're in beautiful Methville, a.k.a. Bellflower, California.
Is that where you're from, California. Dusty?
I'm Methville? About 5 minutes away, actually. Methville. I'm in Weedville.
So you're 5 minutes away from Methville.
Yes. Weedville is about, like...
What does that say about you?
I'm in Weedville.
You in Weedville.
I'm in Vaudeville.
Vaudeville.
What? I know a black girl named Vaudeville. Desi's
really?
Fucked up.
Oh,
okay. If you can't tell,
Destiny,
we are.
Destiny has had like 3 Washington Apple Martinis.
Yes, and a couple of beers. So
yes.
I'm pretty good.
Good. And I am
too. But I'm not checked out. I'm here.
Are you?
I'm not in the back of the corner with somebody.
No,
like, dude. I'm here. I'm in front of you. I'm talking to you. I'm actually making sense as I speak these words out of my mouth.
In 45 minutes, Desi is going to be on top of the ping pong table making out with someone.
We'll find out.
Yep.
It might happen.
Probably with Langdon, who's hanging out with us.
Woo!
What's up, Langdon?
Woo! Langdon
hey,
Nation.
Hey, people. This is awesome.
Yes. Good to
what
see
was
you,
that
man.
Website?
Thank you.
LangdonNation.com.
LangdonNation.com. Thanks there, brother.
You're welcome.
Now, you kind of made a long trek out here. This isn't a, you know.
Oh, my God. From Los Angeles? This was basically, I hopped on a very small, lovely Learjet.
I saw that. I thought, yeah.
And then I landed
you didn't
at
take the helipad
Long Beach
on the
Airport.
Roof?
Uh-huh.
Then I hired a limo with a hot tub and headed, I don't know.
Traveling
I
style.
Out.
Right to right. Methville, baby.
They basically woke me up with a cigar and said, you're here.
Uh-huh.
And so I hopped out, put on my mink,
uh-huh.
And I stepped into this lovely, lovely bar.
Yes, this lovely bar where the drinks are like $3 bucks.
It.
Isn't it great?
Methville. Come on. They can't be any more expensive.
It's perfect.
I mean, come on. If it's $5, we're like, what the fuck? Nah, hell no.
And we got karaoke.
For that shit.
Karaoke, and there's like 18 combined.
They're playing
in
my
here.
Favorite song, actually. It's by the Eagles,
Hotel
California.
Now,
yes,
isn't there
I
some sort of like back history behind Hotel California? Like, isn't there some sort of myth about the song, or am I tripping?
It's supposed to be about a mental institution.
Is it? Is that
yeah.
what it is?
Because there's a line that says you can check in, but you can never check out.
Ah. And if you think about it, like, L.A. and, like, downtown L.A., downtown Long Beach, it is like walking through a fucking psych ward. I mean,
yeah.
I walk down downtown Long Beach, I feel like I'm going to get fucking gang raped by...
Raped.
In downtown Long Beach, what part of downtown Long Beach are you in? The good part or the bad part? Because there's two parts.
Well, Jessica Rabbit, I'll tell you. Guys, we're sorry. I know normally we control ourselves on our show
normally
every Sunday.
Normally we make more sense than this, but
yeah.
now we're not. Wow,
but this is a party.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be crazy and out of control.
Exactly. We're in Methville.
What does it say that to me it's making perfect sense, dude?
See? There you go. To Langdon, it's making
drinks.
Perfect sense.
That's what it says.
Because I, personally, I'm one drink away from going home with Langdon, dude.
He's like, your friend over there.
So I better...
reason I'm here.
Let me push this drink aside because...
Dusty's taking one kidding. For the team tonight, and Langdon and him are going.
Yeah, he's
oh.
taking one really big one for the team.
Now, Mark, what are you showing me, dude? My buddy Mark is here showing me a picture.
I saw that. I think I'm in
not
that
really
photo.
I'm not really sure, but everybody looks familiar right here.
See, oh, okay.
Well, Langdon's the blonde chick in the photo.
Yeah, that's Langdon. Yeah, no, that's
no,
Langdon.
No, I'm the other chick.
The blonde chick is Langdon.
I'm the one in the
just
white,
kidding.
And Langdon's
he's showing
the
us
one
a picture
in the
of,
blonde.
Who, what's her name? She changes her name all the time.
Kayla?
Kayla, yeah. Kelly.
Whatever that horse's name is.
The
who
blonde
knows? Who cares? The bitch isn't listening anymore, so who gives a shit?
Now, guys, we
ouch.
I don't give a fuck. It was eye candy. Sorry.
You guys got
and
to sing
true.
A little earlier. I haven't sang yet. Personally, I was
did.
Waiting.
I did a Frank.
You
Frank
did,
Sinatra.
You did a Frank Sinatra.
I did Rockwell, who's watching
the
me.
Moon.
And you guys actually did pretty good. Robert, you got a little too into it, dude. You got a
and
little.
And then we did Rockwell, Somebody's Watching Me.
Yeah, you got a little too, you turned
I
into
don't
Michael
know
Jackson.
Anymore. Oh, what a mess.
Was he like trying I to do Frank Sinatra and like now. Going, hee hee.
No, he actually, he was like, yeah, yeah. He
I was
actually
just trying to be more dramatic
did it pretty
about
good.
It. Like, you know, he's all like, I don't know anymore.
Oh,
the
what
neighbor's
a mess.
Watching me. Who is a mailman watching me?
That's
I just don't know
weird.
Anymore. What a mess.
That's
I wonder
a
who's
weird ass
me now.
That's a weird ass song. And whatever happened to that guy? Like, because Michael Jackson does the hook, but
he does the hook.
Yeah, but the other guy, I don't. Anybody?
Rockwell, I don't know. I don't even know if he did another song.
I don't think he
I don't
did,
know,
dude.
The song was really, really good.
They must have more
it
than
was a good
one.
Song, especially around Halloween time. I'm like, yeah.
I picked the song that I could actually not have to actually sing.
Uh-huh.
I can't hang. I can't hold a note for shit. If my life depended on it, I'd be dead
you
right
now.
Can't
even carry it in a barrel.
No, I can't. I'm like dragging that shit. Like, come on, bitch. Come on. Get up there. Get up there. Hit that note. And, you know, I figured I'd rather be dramatic and be like, oh, la, la, la. And, like, fucking do it.
Now, should we? We got to introduce a couple of other people who are here.
Yeah.
Our lovely friend, whenever Desi is
our
out with.
Resident boobs
you
in
know,
the house.
Yeah, resident boobs.
And hey, guys. Look
they
at
made an
titties.
Appearance tonight. Like, I didn't know they were, like, cracking like that. Like, they made an appearance tonight. Like,
she came with four people, not two.
Because usually when I see her, she's on her way to work because she works, like, graveyard shift and we do our show at night.
Right, right.
And she always comes and she's, like, you know, and getting ready. But I walked up and I was like, I was about to shake her tit. And I was like, oh. My bad.
He's like, nice to meet you guys.
Yeah.
If you were gay, she would have let you.
Yeah. He's like, who did
have
you come
you,
with?
Yes, wait, hold on. Yes, look. Hold on. Have you... Fucking Robert's grabbing her tit right now.
You know, gay guys can always
really
grab titties.
It's really big
titties.
And
another
grab
one
titty?
Up to the gay dudes, man.
I have already been there. I've had my face between them. It sounded like this.
See? I hate to say it, but straight guys live vicariously through gay guys sometimes.
It's always nice to see a nice pair of titties. You know
it,
what I mean?
Oh, it
it's
is.
Like, oh my God, look at those tits. They're so nice. And although I have a pair of my own to look at in the mirror all the time and play with.
They're not
when I see
big,
another pair,
but...
Yeah, they're not big, but they proportion nicely to my body.
Right.
And they're pretty, okay?
Right.
So when you see another girl with big old titties, it's like, oh my God. And especially when a girl's taller than me, I love it. Because then I go, it's between her titties. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I just fell into them. Oops.
Desi is titty height, dude. You're definitely titty height.
I'm always titty height. Every time I dance, it goes, I'm titty height.
I love tits, but do you want to know who Rockwell is and what he's doing now?
What is Rockwell doing right now? The guy who sings, I always feel like somebody's watching me.
I always feel like
somebody's watching me.
What is he doing right now?
So, okay, dude, he's the son of Motown founder Berry Gordy.
Okay,
oh
I heard
goodness.
That. That's why he got that break.
Like, bastard.
A lot of people say he got a break because
he's
Berry
Gordy.
And
that's how he got Michael Jackson.
Right, exactly.
Basically, he appeared on Soul Train, and he's been working as a producer in the background. No more singing.
Nothing.
But guess what? His half-brother is in LMFAO.
Whoa!
He's Redfoo. And his fucking half-sister is Diana Ross's daughter.
Wow. It's all family. Okay. Who you know. It's not
it's
what you know.
Who
it's who you know.
And you're sleeping with.
Nepotism.
There you go.
Destiny, sleep with me. Let's
there
have a baby.
You go. There
calm
you
down.
Go.
Let's do this. Let's have a little Langdon baby, Desi. Like, this little kid running around with, like, blonde hair.
That would
you
be
know
weird.
What I mean? Like, you know, that's a milkman's baby. No, that's Langdon.
I don't think the carpets match the drapes for Langdon.
Really. Speaking of sleeping with.
I can imagine, okay? I can fantasize.
That would be
I
funny
wanted.
If you actually bleached your pubes.
I'll dye those too.
Hey, I've done that before. I dyed a guy's pubes before.
You
what?
Did?
He wanted his pubes to be red. So I was like, yeah, I'll do it. I'm down, man. So I fucking bleached those shits and I dyed them red. And it looked like he was on his period, but it was awesome, man. Because
wow.
I took pictures of that. I was like, I've never done this before, but I'm going to say, I at least can say. I've dyed somebody's pubes blonde.
Wow.
Yeah. On the show. On the odd cast.
It wasn't too bad. I mean, it didn't match the drapes, but, you know, it was funny.
Wowzer.
Usually now, when you're down there, you have a lot better things to do.
He's gay, so and he's a really good friend. So it was, you know, it was like, hey, you want to do this? Sure, dude. Let me see your pubes. Yeah. Oh, penis. Can I see it, too?
Oh, yay. Wow.
Oh, now I
want
to know who it was.
I watched him shower and everything. You know, it was cool.
Now I'm wondering who it was.
I can't disclose that information.
You can't disclose it.
But
tell us. Tell
you can tell
us,
me after tell the show.
You, nobody knows him, so it's
okay,
not going
okay.
to matter.
Okay.
You can be like, oh, it was Jim.
Yeah. Oh, Jim.
Oh, yeah, we all know Jim.
Yeah,
fucking.
We do.
Jim tells us everything, yeah.
Bastard.
Jim's a fire crotch now.
Yeah, Jim's a fire crotch, basically.
Now, what are we all drinking, guys? We all have drinks in front of us.
I got a shot in front of me.
To have, yes. Actually, we should probably do that. Rob, you got a shot of Jaeger right there, I see.
I have
got my Patron here.
Apple Martini, because I'm
yes.
a bitch.
Jaeger shot, that's
Fox.
My favorite.
I hate when they put the light. There we go. There we go. And all these drinks cost like $2.08.
For the mess.
All right, guys,
let's
take a little shot right now, because I want this, by the end of the show, I want this show to be incoherent and embarrassing. And I want us
like
to listen to
like, we aren't every show, but okay,
yeah.
let's do
yeah.
that.
All right?
Ready?
Shout out to the Outcast. Salute. Salute. If you're listening right now, take a drink.
I have to make sure I make it home tonight.
Oh, Jaeger.
I have to fall off the chair.
Yeah.
The best part of that is watching all of your faces.
Yeah. Come talk
just
about a fuck face,
your
right?
Face. Like, oh.
Black liquor.
Patron, man.
He looks like he just looked at a really bad vagina with the waffle disease. Like, oh God.
Yeah.
Like
that's how I feel when I see vagina.
Surprise. Surprise.
You know what I really hate is when you're watching
hate
like YouPorn. If you're watching YouPorn or something.
If you're watching YouPorn.
I go to the gay section.
Okay, surprise.
But usually on the side, there's ads for straight porn.
That's how we feel when we're watching straight porn and there's ads on the side for gay porn.
Does that really happen?
No, it
does.
They flip-flop like it. Oh, you know what? I've watched enough pussy. Let me switch over to cock.
They should never do that. It makes me really upset because I don't want straight people to, like, have that in their heads. Then every time that, like, yo, Dusty, you and I see each other and we're, like, shaking hands and whatever. And then I don't want that in your head of, oh, that's what Langdon does. You know, that shouldn't happen. They should realize what your preference is.
I already think you guys are some dirty motherfuckers.
You know, you would think that with all the advertising.
I think you guys just wake up and fuck in the morning, fuck in the afternoon.
No, we're
what
not
are you.
You
doing now? I'm fucking.
We're not
like,
you. We're not constantly fucking, fucking, fucking. My day doesn't consist of like I wake up in the morning, have some coffee, I fuck my bitch.
But I'm talking about gay.
I wake
I'm
up and I have some breakfast, and I lick that cookie.
That doesn't happen with gays.
You know, we do shop.
Okay.
Okay. You guys do shop.
You guys get out.
We stop with breathers.
More to life than dick. They're shopping.
Because
okay?
Rob, every time I call you, don't answer your phone. I'm like, fuck, is he fucking?
Well, it's hard to answer my phone when I have a dick in my mouth.
Oh,
you know.
Wow.
He's like all dusty.
Oh wow.
I'm busy right now. You know what I mean?
And let me tell you, it's a mouthful.
It's always a mouthful.
No, it's more than a mouthful.
Well, I don't want to know that.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, I could tell you like every time I'm down on a girl. I'm like, oh, it's a mouthful, you guys. I'm having fucking pussy tonight, or Taco Bell,
about
whatever you want to fucking call it.
Ew.
I say I prefer Taco Bell over Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah, you
I
do.
I do. Sometimes. On a good night.
God bless
I knew there was a reason I
not
didn't
that
like
I always
Taco
know
Bell.
How to eat a taco, but, you know, I'm there. I got the opportunity.
Yeah. Lucky. I live vicariously through Desi as well.
Well, you're married. You should have tacos every night.
I do.
And you're married to a Mexican girl.
Oh.
So you should be having carne asada every night. And fucking Coronas and cilantro. And I sound so white saying this.
I put my Corona up in her taco and we go
He's like,
crazy.
I put my 40 up in her taco tonight because I'm black
what
like that.
What does sex smell like after for you that one
It smells
time?
Like carne asada. When yeah, I fuck my girl in the room, it smells like carne asada
That's
after.
A little
That's
weird.
Weird.
I would be a little concerned if it smelled a little different than what it's supposed to smell like. You know,
it may be me. I think it's me, actually.
You give her pineapple juice because she eats a lot of pineapple juice. We did that.
Yeah, because whatever
you
I eat comes
smell. I mean, tastes really
pores.
Good. I don't know if you can have your pores. I'm just saying eat some
pineapple juice.
No, she knows. Yeah. I eat asparagus. She fucking socks me when I come. She hates
that
when I eat asparagus.
That is the nastiest shit.
Right.
Dude,
have you ever tasted asparagus cum?
Yes.
Langdon? Yes. Oh. My girl has too. Oh. My girl can talk about that later if you guys get a chance.
She's gorgeous, by the way. I have major props to your woman.
Thank
she's
you. She is, right?
Beautiful.
What is she doing with this fucking guy?
Isn't he lucky?
I
do the same thing all the time. Like, what the fuck is she doing with Dustin?
Some blow. The ladies of the odd.
And that means a lot coming from a gay dude, man.
Right.
You know, girls give it to me all the time, whatever.
You know, I've always said that. I've always told my straight friends.
Uh-huh.
If a gay guy compliments you, take it as a real big compliment.
Thank you.
Because we're picky.
There you go.
And when we look at you and go, oh my God, what are you wearing?
I got you. I will.
Yes.
Am I okay?
It's not a good thing when they say, oh my God. It could be good or bad, but majority of the time, it's bad.
Yeah, I know, right?
And then you're like, oh my God.
Langdon, have you seen the sassy gay friend on YouTube?
Love him.
What are you doing?
Oh God.
Have you guys played any clips on the show?
No, I never heard of it. What is
it? Play some clips.
What is
maybe
this?
You shouldn't serve
You know
one
what?
Into
maybe
show.
Maybe I'll work it into the comedy section.
Okay. Sassy
He's
gay
really
dude.
Funny. You gotta just play like Othello and Romeo and Juliet and then a few of the early ones. Now there's like 10 of them. And
yeah. And there's always a Mio commercial.
I know now he's got sponsorship, but he was with Chicago, with Second City in Chicago.
Okay.
And now he's here in LA and he's done really well. I forget the actor's name.
And he always ends it with, you're a stupid
bitch. And he has this gay accent, like all gay people talk like this.
And his ascot.
Yes.
Or his now. Now, I'm going to switch it over to vagina real quick because because we have a really, really beautiful Rob. Don't throw up.
Vagina,
Rob's fucking throwing up over here, dude.
Vagina.
But, the new okay. is awesome. Just
Aaron brought her really her friend.
Hey, if I'm so open,
oh yes, this is her first appearance.
Yes,
on the
because we talked about her maybe like 20 shows ago, very briefly. And apparently,
I remember Jessica from 2 years ago.
The only moment I have in my head is she walks around naked or something.
No.
Yes.
I got Jessica.
I think so.
I got.
Yeah, she walks around
Jessica,
naked.
Listen. I got Aaron. Jessica and everybody drunk 2 years ago at a Christmas party. And next, we all end up on the same bed together.
Hold on. Wait.
Wait.
Tell this story. Let's give a nice shout out. Hold on real quick. Let's give a shout out to Jessica.
The Pod Stew Triple Xmas special.
Was it?
Okay. I threw pills in everybody's drink. They didn't know that.
What?
No, I didn't.
But
everybody at the end of the night was like, beer look at your titties. And everybody's like, let me grab yours. And we're all grabbing each other's tits.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, yeah, yours feel different.
I've touched Jessica's boobs, too.
You've touched her tits.
Yeah.
Almost every girl's tits in this motherfucking room.
Okay.
Oh, you guys are lucky.
Landon
I'm gonna
wants to touch. Who's tits?
I'm gonna sit
tits?
Here and live vicariously through you guys. Can you guys touch Aaron's too?
Here we go. Some titties.
Oh wow.
Picture.
Hold on. Wait. Let Desi. You gotta take a picture of this. Hold on.
They're really, really bouncy. Hold on.
This is what gay dudes get to do that we straight guys just really.
Oh yeah, that's awesome. That's a good photo there. Oh, look at Aaron's smile. She's smiling like she's got a Kool-Aid smile.
Ear.
From ear
Chalk
to
another
ear.
One up to the gay.
Look at
dudes.
That. Like she hasn't been touched like that. Like look at that.
Chalk another one.
Why? It hasn't been 2 years ago. Why? Because I remember everybody. I think we talked about your vibrator, right?
What?
Yeah. What was his name?
And this is why I disclosed
what
it.
What was
she
his
walks
name?
Around
and
naked.
And I think yes. Jessica had a vibrator
but who are we
as
talking
well,
about? We're talking
right?
about Jessica, right? We got to give her a proper
Jessica.
Intro.
Jessica.
She's a very, very right. beautiful
round
woman.
Round
Jessica very at the Christmas party. Woo!
Very beautiful. Now, can I
she
guess?
Has 2 days.
Can I guess Japanese? Chinese. I'm so sorry. Chinese are so much hotter. Good. No.
She is the coolest Asian that I know.
She just said she can't tell the difference either. I love
her
already.
She's a good driver, right? What? That's the same. Wait, oh. You said you're a good driver.
I can't see very well at night.
Oh, that makes sense. Is that for everybody or just you?
I think it's all me.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. And I'm like, why are you going so fucking slow?
No, but they think they're going fast. They can't see very well.
I figured that, and I always wondered why they wore the visors over their whole head, but I figured it out. I think it's a Chinese culture.
Oh, yeah.
Because they want to be pale, because it's considered high class.
Now, you made it, right? Because, like, don't they kill all the Chinese girls? Like, seriously, I'm not. Right? That's what I heard. Don't they kill every other Chinese girl? Or, like, I'm not being mean. Are you? Were you born in China?
Oh, no, I was born here.
You were born here. Never mind. You made it.
I didn't have to be safe. I didn't have to worry for my life.
She's not black, so she has nothing to worry about, Dusty.
Are you smart Asian?
No.
You like how I said smart Asian?
She's a smart Asian.
I didn't
She's
say
a
are you a smart
wait,
Asian.
Wait,
are
hold
you,
on.
Are you smart Asian?
Her brother is a computer genius.
Really?
Her sister's in med school.
Uh-huh. And what do? Work at Denny's?
She's a vet tech.
Liquor
oh, no,
store.
That's good.
Dusty, liquor store.
Not actually on that. Screen.
You work at, you own a liquor store. No, that's good. And seriously, if you can see her, she's very, very pretty. Now, how old are you, Jessica?
27.
Really? Hey, they say black don't crack. Well, Asian don't what?
Asian don't smudge.
I know black don't crack, smudge. But Asians don't.
Asian don't smudge or something. Because she looks like she could be 19, 18.
She
Seriously.
Does look very young.
Hey,
she does.
I can go for some sushi sometime. It's all good.
Now, are your parents like really like hardcore, like, you know, conservative?
Yes.
China's very conservative and very like
How do they
school-ish.
Say your name? Jessica. Jessica.
Hey, do they do the peace sign in every photo they take with you?
No, they don't. Because
I used to
That's
piss
Japanese.
Me off at Ritz.
That's Japanese.
Okay, well, when I worked at Ritz, every photo I would take, every single Asian was like, peace sign. I'm like, what the fuck is that, dude? Relax.
I don't even know what that is.
Peace in China, dude. They're tired of getting killed.
That's just
oh, Korea? Wait, what?
Japan. Those are Japanese.
Wait, people. You guys, pho, right? Pho?
No.
Dude, you're just
Sushi?
Because she's Asian doesn't mean she knows everything in that culture. You're talking about Japanese, Chinese, beeping.
Next thing you know, he's going to be calling her Oriental.
Oriental. Or ornamental. That would be worse.
Dusty, I have a great idea. What's I happen that? To know something about her.
What?
She happens to have some ink. Maybe you'll ask her and some she'll ink? Show you. Yeah.
Really? No, that's even hotter. Even better. Even better. Can
like
you please
that,
show us?
Let me see it.
She's
Take
got
it off.
Multiple tattoos.
Take it off.
She has one.
All of it off.
That goes
Aaron,
all the
shirt.
Way down her back.
Robert, shirt. Take it off.
Take it off.
Take it off.
Take it off.
Take it off. Oh, wow. Okay.
All right.
Nice.
Desi,
can you take a picture, please? I mean, if she doesn't mind. Because this
Desi
is very nice.
Desi wants to jack off to this later, so may I take
oh,
a photo?
Guys, be nice.
I'm going to take a photo.
I just think it's very, very beautiful, actually.
It's also sexy, dude.
Very. God bless America. So glad we're not in China right now. Like, oh, because we probably couldn't do this in China, right?
Hell no. Thank no. you to immigration.
Oh, my God.
Well, see, I'm the second oldest, so I'd be okay, I guess.
Yeah.
But the rest of my brothers and sisters, you know, they can die. I don't care. No, I'm just kidding. No. I do. I care. If I didn't know about them, I wouldn't. But if my parents could take it back, I would wish they could. I wish they would have stopped at me and my brother, to be honest. I'm sorry.
I think because the listeners aren't really able to see her tattoos, my suggestion, Dusty, my dear friend, I think you should trace it with your mouth. And talk.
My wife is here.
Oh,
I'm not
Sorry.
Married, and
you
I
know,
have
my
no
wife,
boyfriend or girlfriend.
My wife might do it, actually. Where is she?
I guess I win by default.
No, my wife would seriously lick her tattoo.
You guys, I win by default.
She would.
Darn.
Is she
yeah.
drunk enough?
I'll take
with like,
the team.
She's gonna honk my horn with her shoe.
I know. Tonight, yeah. Last time we were here, Desi and Denise were so fucked up. They were like honking. Denise was in my car, and Desi was in Rob's car, and they were trying to honk each other's horns, like. Like,
through
Denise was trying
window.
To honk the other car's horn, and Desi had her leg out
she
the window.
She was sticking her boot through my window to honk my horn.
Exactly.
And she couldn't do it. So I honked the horn for her, and she thought
and
she did
thought
it.
She was doing it.
She's like, I'm doing it.
You know, you always want to satisfy a drunk person. When they're acting drunk, and they're like, no, I want to go over here. Like, yeah, babe, we already went over there. Come on, let's go home. Okay. You know, they're like, yeah, stupid bitch. You know, you want to trick. It's almost like dealing with children.
It is.
You know?
A very
you,
tired
you gotta,
child.
You can't tell them what exactly is going on. You kind of have to be like, yeah, we did that already. Yeah, we're doing this. And they're like, okay, and they follow. And you get them home, and they pass out. You're like, yeah, you don't remember tomorrow. So it works.
My brother's hanging out with us, Irox, who always comes and hangs out on the show.
Hello, hello.
Yes. Now, Irox, earlier on, we had a nice little conversation about you. About
Asian
a five-minute conversation about you.
Pussy? That's what Dusty talks
no.
about.
I was not a part of it.
Langdon, our good friend Langdon.
I hope something good, right?
It was good. No, because I'm sure you get this a lot, being a hairdresser.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Hairdresser to the stars. Langdon said, I get the gay vibe from him.
A little bit.
No, that's cool. It means he's attracted to me. Is what he's saying.
Which is okay.
I love it. He's confident.
No, I know. Like I have clients that are, I mean, they flirt with me all day. I mean, I know what it is. It just means, hey, Chris, if you're gay, I want to have sex with you.
Usually. Right?
And then I reply with a note. All right, I get a gay vibe. Gay vibe for sure. And it's like,
right?
Well,
he wants me. He's yeah. so wants
no, I just
me.
Don't, you know,
He's
whatever.
So confused.
No, but I'll listen to your stories right. about, you know, taking advantage of straight men. Like, I'll be there for that. Like, I can listen to that. But I'm not going to fuck you, you know? It's that kind of thing. That kind of gay.
Oh my god, I'm like taken aback by the stories of taking advantage of straight dudes.
Oh, it's a big thing with gay guys, right?
Some gays, not with this
Robert
gay.
Mentioned he likes watching porn
Dude,
like that.
No, they, I mean, all the gay guys that I do their hair, I mean, you know,
there's
record.
A couple straight guys I have crushes on.
Well, you know, and they'll say eventually I'm gonna crack that motherfucker. And I'm like, if he's straight,
right.
you won't. If he's gay, you will.
Hey, everybody.
If he's straight, you will not.
You're only straight till the lights go out.
No, that's fucking gross. It's not true. That's not, but I mean, there's friends that I have.
Spaghetti's
that
only straight until you heat it up.
Hey, and it doesn't matter what race you are because, like CeeLo said, everybody's the same color in the dark.
Oh, holla, CeeLo
right?
reference.
Right, you're in the dark. It doesn't matter what color you are.
But you know, I support the gays though. 100%. I'm their friend. I mean, I love it.
You want
to
never do
guys,
it one day?
I hope you guys get to marry and ruin your lives like us one day. I mean, everything.
I thank you everything. For that. But doesn't
and
that
I love
suck?
Your hair? I mean, I, right when
thank
I saw
you,
you. Like, those are nice pants. He's gay.
Rock on.
These are nice pants. I'm not gay.
Rocking. I was going to wear
no,
my bag
your pants
tonight.
Aren't
my
tight
new
enough.
Sequined messenger bag.
But my shoes are nice enough.
It does suck, and it's not fair when the gays do that to their straight brethren.
But you know, I appreciate it, because what it means is, hey, I want to fuck you, but you're not gay. There you go. Usually.
So yeah, I'll admit I want to fuck you, and you're not gay.
There you go. But it's cool. Like,
so you know
it,
what?
Dude. Since I love it, my bitch loves.
But listen,
that
you know what?
My girl gets off on it, so it's
since
perfect.
Since I can't
girl
fuck
gets
you,
off on guys and guys.
I'm gonna make a compromise offer. Since I can't fuck you, you can fuck me.
Hey, yo.
Am I a nice guy or what?
Yeah, you're good.
Nice dude.
It's a lightning a giver and a taker.
Hey, that's free dick right there. I take it.
All right, guys. Now, I-Rox, what's the drunkest you've ever been? Because, like, we hang out, but we don't really hang out. And I don't think I've seen you drunk, but I haven't seen you drunk.
There's only a very few times that I've gotten. I mean, I can count them on.
You never checked out?
My
two hands. Remember who you were fucking?
About two. Oh, that. I was just about to get there. You cut me off.
I'm sorry.
Past.
I guess you're to the point.
No,
I want to
know
who did you fuck
when
you weren't drunk.
What it is. No, you know what it is. I'll you know, off the record, of course. I'll black out, and then I'll wake up mid sexual experience. Mid. So I had been going. Daddy's been going. Like, I've been on it. I just wasn't there. Like my brain wasn't there.
It's been going in and out of the pussy for a while. You don't even realize it's been going in and out for a
while. No, I had been going for about 5 minutes.
And you're like 2 seconds later, you're like, oh God, I'm going to come. Who's this bitch? Like, God, well, she felt good.
I was slothing around, you know, and you know, so there's been times like that. But only about five times. The drunkest I've been, I was at EDC, and this is a horrible experience for the lames.
Electric Daisy Carnival. Were you rolling? Were you on any drugs? Were you drunk? Tell me what you're wrong, because that contributes to what you were doing.
You know, and everyone knows, when you go to EDC, you're either on E, everyone's there fucking twacked out, bunch of 15-year-olds twacked out, weird.
I hate that it's underage. I like it to be over 18. I don't like going
to those
things.
No, everyone
ages,
agrees with that.
Because then you're fucked up in the crowd, and like there's some little 15-year-old like dancing, like, give me a light, and like, bitch, how old are
you? You think of yourself when you're 15, and you're like, you can't be twacked out at 15 out of 30. Like, that's not the right place to be.
We weren't at that age.
Well, we...
Now, for the layman's, what's twacked out?
I wasn't.
Twacked out is... You know, a bunch of kids do E, and E that they do usually is laced with like some sort of amphetamine. So
well,
it's like
E, ecstasy. When you do ecstasy, it's laced with everything. It's got a little bit of meth. It's got a little bit of acid.
Yeah, so they get
a
twacked.
Of,
so what you know? So what you know is you'll see their eyes and they'll have a pacifier in the mouth.
Well, yeah, depending on how much the drug is cut with, because it depends on the pills that you get.
Yeah.
If you get one more cut with meth or coke, then you're gonna be more like uppity up.
Yeah, but you find that you usually get one cut with meth. Usually
do. If you don't get it like straight from like the source, MDMA. You're gonna get it cut with something else, and you're gonna feel like you're fucking
twacked. Oh, you're
twacked
out, and then their jaws are going and everything like that.
I fucked up my tongue one night. The first time I ever did it,
you'll fuck your tongue up. You'll wake up in the morning, your front part of your tongue will be raw because you've been scraping your teeth all night.
You've been chewing on your tongue all night, basically. You wake up and your tongue feels raw.
Twacked.
What would happen to your cock if you went and let a chick that was twacking suck your dick? Your dick would be like,
well, if you were twacked out too, most people know, if you're twacked out as well, then you can't achieve a full
I know.
Erection.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, or
it's
you
true.
Can. It's either or. So,
or
you,
if you
really
can, you won't
one,
have an orgasm.
Yeah, it's either you really have one or you can't get one at all. Either you have one all night or there's not one at all.
Somebody's on E in the bathroom because somebody's fucking in the bathroom right this
really?
Moment.
Really? In the row room.
Right here?
Yes, my friend tried to use the restroom and somebody's in there in the girls' restroom fucking.
You know what? God, let's be like CNN and do I reports.
Oh, I would love
let's go
for
Desi.
Somebody to go check it out.
You want to go
Langdon's
check it out? All right,
go
we'll
check
be back.
It out.
Here, hold my mic.
Uh-oh, Desi's going to go take it. Desi's going to check it out. I-Rox, take
Desi,
her mic.
You go ahead and check that out.
Actually,
we're going to report the news.
Somebody's fucking in the bathroom.
What?
Actually, guys, I've had sex in this bathroom before.
Really?
Me and Denise have came here about 100 times, and yes, I have had sex in this bathroom before. It's amazing. So right now, somebody is having sex in the bathroom. Wouldn't it be great if it was one of our, like, somebody who came to check out our show? Oh, that would be so fucking
cool. Guys,
you're
missing the show.
That would be
cool. But you
know
what? You're fucking, so it's okay.
That would be fucking awesome, dude.
If you want, if you really want,
look,
okay.
If you really want someone in our group to have sex, I mean, me and Tim could go in the bathroom.
No.
Take care of that.
See, you just killed the whole. I was picturing But sadly, it's probably like two hillbilly chicks, like with no teeth, and like, okay, Desi's coming back.
Uh-oh,
she looks disappointed. Langdon looks disappointed. What happened, Desi? What happened,
dude? We go in there, open the door, nobody's in there. We're looking for evidence. We're like, where's the fucking condom? Where's the cum? Where's something?
Nothing.
I watch Forensic Files a lot. Let me just share with you.
You have to look for the cope on the toilet dispenser.
And I found it.
Did you?
And then?
Took it. That's why you're a hyper now.
Scooby-Doo sleuthing?
Jittery.
After I snorted.
Jittery now. Look at him.
We went looking for biological evidence.
Yes, we found lots of it. My friend that was by the door, she heard. She heard. Listen. Listen. She heard this. She heard this. Against the door.
She was, oh.
That's not peeing. I don't know who pees like that, but I don't pee like
that. Ain't peeing.
I don't pee against the door.
That's cocaine.
They pounding that shit or they're fucking?
They're pounding that shit against the doors. Come on. You hear that? Hey. You know somebody's fucking.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, who wants to go in the restroom after
Oh,
that?
Man. You know? Go in the male's bathroom. This is the dirtiest male bathroom.
Well, the male bathroom's disgusting. You guys hold your dicks as you
we
pee.
We walk in there. We
and
gotta...
half of you don't even wash your hands and you touch the
exactly.
doorknob.
Exactly. Exactly,
like,
Desi. Welcome
ew.
To my world where I have to shake like 14 hands a day.
Yeah, well,
no,
I
don't like that.
Your world.
I wash my hands. I'm a weirdo. I wash my hands all the time. Yeah, there you go.
Adults only. Pussy.
Chris just
shopping.
My brother just took a picture of
not
you know
a,
those old
not a drawing.
Where you
oh, it's with the
quarters
vagina.
In
right, right.
And you flick them, and then the novelty
how come our
thing
bathroom,
comes out.
Our bathroom
condom
doesn't have
or something.
That. We don't even have a fucking tampon machine.
This is the, they don't have a tampon
no.
machine here. That's fucked up. But they have a lot of toilet paper.
Tingler ring. You guys have a fucking. We don't even have a fucking tampon, but you got something to put on your goddamn.
You guys should come in here. Yeah, we have a tingler ring.
Tingler
really cool.
ring.
Because the only thing they want in your vagina is their cock.
That's it.
Bloody or not.
We don't care if you're on your period, and we prefer you on your period. Just kidding.
Oh,
just kidding.
Oh,
Dusty.
Never. No, I've never done it. It's
don't
gross.
Lie. That's, you're no, such a liar.
No, I promise. I never have.
You've never fucked a girl on her period.
Never.
I'm pretty sure you told a story about fucking a girl on a period before.
That's a red light you got to run.
Yeah. I've been so horny that I've wanted to do my girl on her period, but I never have.
Red means stop.
Yeah, it does.
And
so stop.
That's
it means
when you stuck it up her butt.
There you go.
Admitted.
I was getting to next.
And then you went
no.
gay. Dusty,
no.
what's
so
the
technically,
Dusty,
what?
I want to know.
Yes.
What's the difference between fucking a girl in the ass and fucking a guy in the ass? It feels the same.
The difference
you tell
is
me,
not.
If we're in the dark, not me and you,
easy.
But if you're in the dark,
right.
and you didn't know what's going on, and you're fucking somebody,
right.
and you're going at it, and it, say it was a guy, and you thought
uh-huh.
it was a girl,
right.
how would you feel?
There's
and
not
you
a,
got
there's
onto
no
it,
balls.
And you came to it.
There's no balls
I didn't
and
say you were
no
touching
cock.
Your balls. It's all fucking. It's only
you don't know. You don't know. I don't know if it's a girl or a guy sucking my cock in the dark. Probably.
So you would be partially gay.
No. But if you're telling
but
me I'm in the dark.
Come, but you can't come to a guy in the dark.
First
if you
of all,
didn't
I'm not
going
to walk into a dark room and say, oh, let me stick my dick in
well,
this hole.
I don't know. You come places all the time. And you could possibly walk into a dark room and be like,
no.
hey, I'm Desi Angel, guys. Let me fuck you with my dick.
But if you're asking me if I'm hard and I stick my dick in a mouth, a random mouth, and I just start fucking the mouth, I don't know if it's
mouth,
a girl
I'm
or a guy.
I'm assuming you've done mouth before. It's a mouth, so.
Desi, you're not gonna get it out of me, babe. I love vagina. I love vagina,
I'm
baby.
I'm questioning the fact.
It's okay.
I love vagina. You love vagina.
I love
vagina, guys.
Yeah.
I love it. No,
hello,
I would
vagina.
Never touch dick
hello,
in my
vagina.
Life. Vagina
hello,
for life.
Hello, my rack top gal.
Send me a horse by fire.
I do know theater, but I'm not gay. I've done about 18 theater shows. I've done a lot of shit, but I'm not
you
gay.
You don't have to explain yourself to me. It's fine,
I got a
honey.
Song about vagina that I have to show you again. Because I'm pretty sure I showed you it before.
You probably did. I know every
I
vagina song.
Vagina there, so freaking
vagina's beautiful. I'm sorry. No disrespect to you
there's
guys,
no
but
disrespect.
Vagina's beautiful.
There's no disrespect. I was merely asking a question. You don't
no.
even have to explain yourself.
Vagina's beautiful.
It was a yes or no answer. And you were like, oh, well, I wouldn't.
I didn't stutter. I didn't stutter. I'm very confident.
Well,
no stuttering.
I'm making them stutter.
No stuttering here.
I make them sound worse than they are. Thank you.
I'm good.
Because I can play both fields. I can be like, yeah, I've gone down in a girl.
Right,
I fucked a guy, whatever.
He's got a woman that he loves, so you're making him nervous.
He's like, oh. I wouldn't touch that, but Denise turns me on.
I'm not nervous. Not at all.
No,
what
guys?
Are you talking about? Shut up.
I don't touch balls.
Your voice just went up 3 octaves.
Oh, it did it.
Aw, oh, Dusty went through puberty, you guys all
nice.
Got to acknowledge
Langdon,
that.
Grab his crotch.
No.
No, he's my brother.
No, no grabbing of the crotch. No.
Desi's crotch.
Now,
you're, fine.
Now, your beautiful...
Oh!
Now, Aaron, your beautiful Cambodian friend, if she just...
feels my God, every time we talk to her, she's a different race.
And she feels the need to just grab it. I'm here. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, it's okay for her to grab it, but not Langdon.
Of course.
What if we turn on the lights off?
Okay.
What
you're being homophobic.
Would you get turned on if he touched it and you didn't know he touched it?
I like lights for that particular reason, because, yes, if a random hand starts touching my cock in the dark, I may get hard.
Let's just say, hypothetically thinking here, the lights turn off. And all of a sudden, somebody grabbed your balls. And you didn't know who. Would it turn you on?
Probably, yes.
And it was Langdon.
I don't know. If the lights came on, it was Langdon, I'd run.
I'm going to go in the corner and, like, go fetal. I feel like I need to take a shower.
Hey, this is nothing compared to your
Langdon.
Show.
I know.
Langdon.
Suddenly awkward.
Langdon, she tries to get me in every show, but it's not going to happen.
Wow.
I try to get him in every awkward position in every show, and I try to catch him in little, like, flies. I want him one day to be like, yeah, I suck a dick.
You notice?
I think it's secretly because she wants you, dude. You want him.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I don't mix my milk and chocolate.
She
I've already said that a long time ago.
She doesn't like
ago.
Black guys.
Not even half and half.
And not even hairy guys. I'm black and
he's
hairy.
He's half and half. No, he's half white, half black. Yeah.
Not into white guys, not into black guys, not into hairy guys. Three
I'm into
down.
Chicks and white dudes and Mexican dudes.
And I have a hairy back, which is worse. Like, it's cool to have a hairy.
He's heady like anymore.
I have a hairy back,
dog. And I don't like that.
Maybe she'll think you're Armenian or Saudi or something.
I do like foreigners. I do like that. But I know that he's.
No! It's the best I can do.
No, I would know it was him. I'd be like, oh, you got that little squeak in there.
You lied.
Hi.
He'd be like, yo, hey guys.
Hi.
Is that the angel?
That's the angel.
Well, I would be able to know because he smells like blunt and cranberry juice. You know what I mean? So I'd be like, nah, dude. That's like dusty right there. That ain't no Armenian.
They have a UTI.
They smell like something else.
Blunt and cranberry juice. That's a great mixture. That's a good mixture.
I mean, dude, come on. I made your costume up already. I told you I'm going to wear a bald wig,
yep.
A flannel bald t-shirt, yep. Which is what he's wearing,
and his
chucks.
Which is what I'm wearing tonight in my chucks,
and
dude.
I'm gonna hold the blunt
because I smoke
bottle juice in my hand. I'm
gonna
like,
every
what's
time
up, guys?
The show, I have a cranberry juice with vodka mixed. And, you know,
but that's going to be
he
me.
Leaves a bottle of cranberry at our house
all the time.
Every fucking
I stop at the Ralph's like 2 minutes away from his house and give me cranberry, and I always... It's the Kroger.
You will never have a UTI, dude.
I know. Bro, my shit is good. Like, I pee good. My shit is clear. Like, my piss is so clear because I drink cranberry and vodka, dude, all the time.
You like, test that shit yourself?
No,
pull
it's
it
clear.
Out, you're like, damn.
You
know, damn, babe, no. My piss is clear.
You know when your pee is, like,
I'm
really
good.
Yellow. You're like, ooh, I need to drink more cranberry. My shit's always, like, silver. Just.
If it's silver, something's wrong. Something's wrong if it's silver. If it comes out gold, you're gay.
No.
Sparkles.
Sparkles. If you peep sparkles like Kesha does, then you're gay. Or
Kesha.
Like Langdon and my brother. Because I walk into the restroom in the morning.
And it's fucking.
And there's sparkles all over the
Lucky
bathroom.
Lucky Charms in the fucking.
And I'm like, whoa, guys, can I at least go to the restroom first before you guys sprinkle all over the goddamn place?
But at least everything smells like marshmallows.
Marshmallows and cake. You know,
marshmallows and cake?
Marshmallows, like almost like a coconut cake. Like a really smell, like a really good
so that's
smelling
what,
cake.
That's what gay people smell like?
Yep,
you
naturally.
Should know.
Fuck you.
I mean,
we even
I'm going
poop
to...
rainbow colors.
Well, if he poop a rainbow colors, he probably ate a fucking Kay. Box of crayons or something. I mean,
back to our Taiwanese roommate.
Oh, God.
Just kidding.
Why? Well, he has nothing else to say.
Because you guys took over that country, right?
No, because my dad's from Taiwan.
Oh, there you go. Now, I've heard stuff that's made in Taiwan is better than stuff that's made in China. Is that true?
Yes.
Another reason to love the Taiwanese.
What, Dusty, what else do you know about the Taiwanese?
You don't want to know. You porn is
they
a
love you long time and give you happy
they
endings?
You
is that all you know?
Long time. Never been to China, though, but love your women. You guys are awesome. Seriously.
Can I be horribly offensive?
Go for it. No, go for it. It's okay.
May I, please?
I want to talk like this. The whole time that you've been here, I want to go, oh, my God, you are on a podcast. You are with the crazy people. You are with the gay. Well, Robert, he gay. And a Dusty, he a half a black. And a lesbian.
You know what? That's okay, because every time we say something, we always say da-da at the end of it. Like, let's go left-da-da. We're gonna have a cigarette to do.
He did that. He did that while we were in the grocery store, and then I said something back to him the same way, and I turned around. There's an Asian guy 2 feet away from me. I was like, "Oh fuck! You need to warn me."
You
I had
to
earlier
to
today when I was buying a gift for somebody. I was at the store, and the security guy's like, "Oh my god, that guy can't drive," and he's like going over a curve, and I look around me, and I'm like, "Is he Asian?" And he's like, "No, I think he's Honduran or Middle Eastern." I'm like, "Oh, well, it makes sense. They all can't drive. They're from somewhere else." But I didn't, you know.
Now, can I ask Jessica? Is it Jessica? I'm sorry, it's the hot Asian chick. I'm sorry, Jessica. No, how does it feel to be a fetish? No, seriously, because I like you're a fetish. No, because when you type, when you go to like a porn site and you type it like Asian is a category. Exactly. As you should. As you should. That's awesome. Because I am too. Even though I'm half black, I still have my own category too. I have black. And it's like.
I do too. Latin.
Latin, yeah.
There's no white section though. There's
no
white porn.
That's considered racist. If we had a white section, oh no, that's racist.
Political Jesse.
But we
again,
can have
Jesse,
a fucking Asian.
We're in a bar. We're in a bar.
I don't give a fuck.
It's okay, baby. Oh. We did the political show last
time. Tim just reminded me.
I'm not talking about that. But I'm just
Tim
saying.
Tim just reminded me there is a white section. It's called Twinks.
That's the pink section. Ooh.
But still, if you called it white, quote unquote, it would be like,
no,
oh,
there
hell
isn't.
No.
There is a white section, and I know. Yes, I do. White wives, white BBWs,
there's
white
cream
pies.
There's a lot of weird
pies,
things, like MILFs with like white. No legs or like midgets, like Dusty watches. I've gotten all my stuff
amputee
from Dusty.
Porn.
No, you haven't. You got it from this show.
Dusty told me to look
you
up amputee
see my
midget porn, and I'm like, well, that exists?
Dude, for real.
I just guessed, and it just
and
so
it does exist?
He's lying. He
and
jacked
I just
off
so
to
happened to say, hey, check out.
Home tonight and find that. Do they think they have? Do they have like amputee gay porn?
Probably. I bet you there is.
I
bet you there is.
Ankles.
Oh.
Someone.
There's people who have no body parts, like no legs, arms, and they have sex. They use their stumps.
Yep. Yeah, they
as,
do.
As like penetration.
Yeah, they
so
do.
So they can get like. It's not like they're fisting
no,
you. They're
no
fucking
joke.
Elbowing your ass.
No
like
joke.
All in there.
There was this guy that I used to go to school with, and he was an amputee. He had his arm cut off to his elbow.
All right.
And we asked him.
Don't tell me.
Have
you
ever done
anybody?
It like that? Yes, he had.
Was he gay or straight?
He was straight.
And he like put it in a girl's
yes.
Noodle?
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
Because they always have little fingers. Like,
and he was a thin guy.
Not to be mean.
Like, he was a thin guy, so his bicep okay. wasn't very big. It was just like, it was a little bit, there was a little bit of the elbow in there. So it was kind of like a fist at the end.
Oh, good God.
But like a baby fist.
What the part about sex? Okay, here's something I really don't understand. Sex feels really good.
Yeah, it does.
Why do you have to make it better?
True.
What the fuck are people thinking? Now, it's really good.
Because some people are different, quote unquote, from
yeah.
others. There's girls, I watched a show, and there was this lesbian, or her mouth or died, or whatever it was. She had an overgrown clit that almost looked like a little dick.
Right, right.
And she wouldn't
another
tell
category,
the people
another
that
category.
She was fucking or dating that she had a big little mini clit dick, whatever.
Micro penis.
And the girls would actually go with it, and they liked it. Like, she would use her little clit to fuck them. And I'm like, oh, my God. If somebody showed me that, I'd be like, oh, my God.
You're out
get
of
that
there.
Out. Yeah, I'm out.
Are you out of there, really?
I'm out.
Are you really?
If I don't understand what's going on there, I'm not touching it. I got to know the fucking, I got to know the basics. I got to know what I'm doing.
It's like when you go to Disney. You get a map.
Right.
You have a general idea of what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
First, you're going to do the teacups. Then you might go on Dumbo. And by God Almighty, by the end of the night, you're going on Space Mountain.
Very true.
Very true. That's kind of what I want to know. God bless the hermaphrodites and everybody else. Mm. But I at least kind of want to know
what's
what I'm
going
to be riding.
Where am I going?
Yeah,
thank
exactly.
you, Langdon. Exactly. I'm not discriminating. I just
right.
want to know what's going on.
True.
I don't want to look at them and be like, are you a guy or a girl or what's going on here? I'm confused. You lied to me. I'm out. Peace. Because I don't know how
you know
to
what I
that.
Forgot to remember back
what's
when Destiny was conversing with Ron Jeremy. I saw like a 2 minute clip of a porn he was in, and he was doing a hermaphrodite.
Ron Jeremy was?
Yeah, there was a penis on top, of, you know, and where the ball should have been.
I'm done with Ron Jeremy.
There,
really?
There was
no
vagina.
Really?
Yeah, I'm serious. No joke. And
wow.
I was like, is that some kind of trick photography? Or does that guy really, or guy, grill, girl,
wow.
it really exists? It freaked me out. I never, I
See, that's the weird thing. Like, I think guys who have had so much, as much sex as Ron Jeremy with so many different types of women and this and that, like, eventually I think your mind is going to be like, I think I need something else. Right? Am I tripping or like?
No, that's right.
Like,
that's
wow. That,
no, it's true.
Interesting. I hope he comes in. I want to talk to him about that.
That would be nice. I'd like to ask him that question.
Well, like I said, I used to conversate with him. I lost contact with him because I lost his number. I changed a lot of phones. But he was a cool dude. But, you know, cool.
Yeah.
Cultured dude, whatever. You know.
He signed your boob.
He signed my boob. Did I? Yeah, he signed my boob and he grabbed my ass as I walked away. And I didn't know what to say. I was like, what do I say? Stop, perv?
Nope.
Or be like, oh, Ron Jeremy grabbed my ass and signed my titty, guys. Which everybody thought was cool.
I've just been harassed by an icon.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much. Seriously.
How could you say no?
I mean, he handed me his card and he would call me and we talked as friends and it was cool. But I lost contact because, I mean, you know, I don't know. I didn't want my ass getting grabbed or my titty signed again.
Set that card on fire.
He's not listening.
I'm sure if you ask Sam Phillips, she'll give you his phone number.
I'm sure I have his number somewhere.
Yeah, you probably do on your old phone. Somewhere.
I know they called him again because when he called me, he didn't know, he couldn't remember exactly who I was, which girl.
Uh-huh.
He meets a lot. And then I told him, hey, well, I know Sam Phillips. You know, I know this first blah, blah. And he said, oh, yeah, now I remember.
Yeah. Then, Sam Phillips sucked my...
I don't know.
Did I say that? I love you, Sam.
We love you.
I think she would deny that, though.
She probably would. I would.
I don't even like to admit that he grabbed my ass.
And all the times that he's been on a show, I never once heard her say that they actually really did.
Yeah.
I think Sam could do way better.
I mean, he ate her out through her pants, but that was about it.
Yeah.
Well, Sammy's just generally not very public with her sex life.
There you go. She'll tell you how many people.
Right. She'll give you the numbers.
She'll tell you
who.
Who or what. Notice, you know, she never mentioned the 8 or 9 times that she and I did it.
Hold on.
Whoa.
Wait, Langdon, no, seriously, I don't think I've ever asked you this, but have you ever been with a chick before?
Yeah.
Okay. So before you were, like, did you start out with chicks and then to hide the fact or...
Or do you switch every once in a while? I always had crushes on guys and girls as a kid.
Uh-huh.
And then, I mean, I technically lost my virginity with Desiree Lester in 5th grade, a girl.
Know her name.
Oh, I'll never forget Desiree. No, how can you forget... Well, it was the summer between 5th and 6th grade.
We all remember our first one. Are you guys down to say the names of your first, like, the person who took your virginity?
I can't remember who took mine.
You don't?
I have 3 different stories for
what?
That.
What?
Wait.
I told
Hold
you
on.
This.
There's Wait. A guy one, there's a girl one.
And then there's the guy that actually penetrated
And a guy, girl.
So, like, listen.
Let's talk about the first guy who jacked up on your face.
No. Never happened.
Liar.
So the first time with the dude, I kind of let him put the head in, but I didn't really do it because I was scared.
Right.
And it hurt,
right.
So I stopped him.
That doesn't count.
Twice.
No.
Second time was with the girl. She's a toy. She totally jammed that shit up and penetrated me.
Ow!
I mean.
No, but the guy. The first time a guy has officially, like, boom.
Penetrated me.
Oh, holla.
And, technically, I guess she took it away.
Oh.
And then months later, I actually had actual sex
with the guy.
So,
do you remember his name?
Yeah. We're actually still friends now.
Do you want to say his name or no? Yeah, I'm sure.
Brandon?
There you go. That's good.
Brandon.
White guy?
White Mexican?
White Mexican.
White Mexican, whatever.
Keeping it safe, keeping it...
We're still fuck buddies now.
You don't
want to
get a real Mexican because...
No, we are. This is when I was 18. We're still friends now, so it's all good. But see, I never knew. Like, I got confused. Like, who's your person? I'm like, well... This girl kind of did it, and I kind of tried it with a guy, and I kind of did it with a guy. So I don't know.
Okay.
So I don't know what to consider, like, being penetrated.
I think the third one.
Like, is it losing your virginity being penetrated, or is it losing it to a guy?
I think
technically
penetrated.
I lost it to a toy named Barney.
No.
When did your cherry break?
Penetrated by flesh.
The girl or the guy? I think flesh,
by a
right?
guy or a girl?
Penetrated by flesh.
Flesh.
By flesh?
Guy.
It had to be the guy.
Third time. Yeah, flesh. Okay.
I guess, but the thing, I mean, it didn't hurt when we did it. It was like, oh, well, something's already been there, so it didn't hurt. I never bled. I never had any problems. Like, losing virginity,
you never did.
I never had a problem
That's
it.
Right, yeah.
It never hurt me. It was never, like,
you
a
just,
bad experience.
Shit just slipped in. Just,
I kind of just got, went wild
she never bled.
And it happened.
You never
she
bled.
She was already a hussy.
my brother's very surprised that she never bled.
Desi,
I
what do you mean?
Bleed.
What do you
no,
mean?
Didn't.
You didn't bleed at all.
At all. At all. I would honestly say if I
That's
did, I would
true.
Say that
Come
honestly.
On.
I never did. I don't know what
she
happened.
She used to play basketball and ride horses.
Ah. You
I was very athletic as a
That's
kid.
It. That's it.
I didn't ride horses.
Ping pong.
I played bat. I didn't ride horses.
That's what they said when Princess Diana, you know, before she went to, when she went to marry Charles. She had to be tested and examined by the royal doctors.
Really?
And she didn't have a hymen.
She didn't. Fucking hoe.
And the way her family and her medical doctor, her family medical doctor explained it was, it broke during a horseback riding.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
It was that black servant that...
You know it.
No, dude, please.
Black beauty. Mm. Mm.
Now, hot Hawaiian chick.
No.
Do you remember? Do you remember the name of the guy who took your virginity? You don't have to say his name if you don't want to. Not many people listen to our show. I promise. Only like 60,000. That's it. Homie, Kobe, like C.
Kobe Bryant.
LBY.
Interesting.
I'm like Kobe. Damn. Did he pay you a lot? Did the guy buy you a diamond ring too? Keep your mouth shut. I wish.
No, keep her mouth open.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey-o.
And Aaron, what about you? Do you remember the guy? Who,
because I, oh, you never have? For some reason, I thought you have.
I got close.
Ala, tell us that story first.
We already talked about that on another
show. We did, okay. I'm sure I've,
she was going to be in a threesome, but the girl chickened out.
Yeah.
Ala, that.
Ow!
Now, guy, what's, do you remember his name? Just his first name.
James,
white guy.
Tall, skinny, white boys. That's my thing.
That's your thing? Tall, skinny, white boys? Watch out, Tim.
I already told Robert that he picked good because I would have picked him.
Tim's taken.
Uh-oh. And Tim with the best.
Yeah, me too.
My first was Keandra. And my brother remembers Keandra. Kiki, black girl. First one was, I was right in the black. I jumped into the black pool. I was
mine
so
was
here,
David.
Oh, now were you the top or the bottom?
I was the top.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm not lying.
My brother asked if he was lying. He's not lying.
No, I was the top till I met Tim.
Interesting. Now to end the show, on to Langdon.
Not even joking.
Langdon, what was the name of the guy? I'm assuming a guy or girl who first took your virginity.
Your imagination.
Oh wait, it was a girl. Guy.
So does took a man's virginity mean like the first time he had oral sex with a dude, or the first time it was?
Nah,
like,
we're talking fuck sex. We're talking.
His
fuck
name was Daryl.
Daryl, black dude.
Yeah,
black dude.
Yeah.
Because you know by the name.
He's like, a black
no,
dude? Let's go
no.
in the dark really quick.
No,
I didn't know it was Langdon.
That, no, that's just interesting because he's a little white dude. Like,
he's not little.
So,
he's
okay,
a good-sized white dude.
Real quick, before we go, because we're going to wrap it up because I want to get fucked up and sing some karaoke. How did Daryl come on? Like, what did Daryl do to you, man?
Oh, man, he was like, yo, little shorty. And
he
blah,
calls you a shorty.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
You know, I was like, I don't know, five, seven.
Don't tell me 5
time.
Years old. Oh.
No.
Oh, shit.
No.
Fucking Daryl.
God, were you going to Miramonte Elementary School?
Oh, my God.
No. And he was like 6'4 something.
6'4?
And yeah.
You started off. You just came.
Yeah.
So 6'4, he had to have a large thing.
No comment.
On that note, let's get the fuck out of here, dude.
I
don't want to talk about it anymore.
Time.
I'm ready to go sing some karaoke and get drunk. Jesus Christ. Thank you for checking us out.
Yeah,
there's like, yeah, there's about three of us here.
Thanks, you guys.
Rest in peace, Biggie, though.
Biggie died, yeah, yesterday. Biggie died. My brother, keeping
15,
the hip.
10 years ago?
15 years ago.
15
years ago.
Oh,
my brother, keeping
it real.
That's what you meant by the best rapper in the world died.
There you go.
Black girls came to high school.
I didn't get posted it. Hey, best rapper of all time.
I
died on Martin
until
Tyson.
Now.
All right, let's go do a drive-by, guys. You want to do a drive-by real quick?
In memory of Biggie Smalls, let's go
in
do a drive-by.
In memory of Biggie Smalls, we're going to shoot some niggas up tonight.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Check us out at theoddcastshow.com.
RFM Live at rfm.com.
Theoddcastshow@gmail.com. And don't forget to give us a call.
What's that number, Fuckers. Rob?
567.
What?
69.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you fucked up.
Oh, start over.
Rob, what's that number?
567.
Uh-huh.
69.
No.
469.
No, that's 69. Not
the number.
Is that
yes,
the
number?
It is. Are
you drunk? I am. Didn't sound fucking
Langdon,
good.
You got
but
a chance.
Anyway.
I know, I finally have a chance. And she's in
fuck
the other room.
Fuck, no.
nobody can find
quick,
her right
quick, turn
now.
The lights off. Bring them
to
the
dial.
To the bathroom. You guys can reach Langdon at
LangdonNation@gmail.com and
thank
check us
you.
Out on iTunes or LangdonNation.com.
Thank you so much for coming.
Adam Blast, thanks for having me, you guys. So much fun.
I rocks everybody
late
else.
We're going to get you after the show.
No.
Okay, I got you.
Don't worry, we slipped the roofie in his drink already.
You did, fucker? We love you. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Peace.